No way at all we can get out of that kind of a tangle. Ain't nobody else out there getting out of that kind of tangle except those that are getting off into the teachings of Allah, God, and the prison. That's why the people are under this message of the Messiah and Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
The Christians ain't getting out of that tangle. They're just getting out of the tangle of how to, of not doing it openly. They're doing it secretly, whatever that little filthy stuff that they're doing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah, God, and the prison of the Master, what is the Allah, Muhammad. You can't show me none of the black caucuses that are doing anything that's getting them away from. They're just running a slicker way to hide it up.
Yes, sir.
The Africano mind.
Yes, sir.
So when you get off the phone, you can call back, talk to the brother if you want to. And if Allah got in the prison, the Master, what is the Allah, Muhammad, the Master, what is the Allah, Muhammad, the Master, what is the Allah, Muhammad, allow you to. And you can play that tape or something.
Yes, sir.
You see what I said? Where's Mother Superior?
She was here. Allah got in the person of Master Wasti Far Muhammad, the Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through my patrolling as Master J Master. She was here with us last night and listened to tapes, and did she watch the program? Because
okay, and another thing, at the mere state that we're at right now, we're not going to bring Brother Ansel Muhammad Abdul Hakim, Brother Ansel Muhammad Sukar Jabari right up here in that state that he's in right now.
Okay, yes, sir.
You would be bringing a companion to Sister Ansel Muhammad Sukar Erica's. You'll be bringing some type of compassion to that rebelliousness stage. They both would hook up.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the vibrations would hook, and I don't mean in a sexual relationship.
Yes, sir.
I mean in a downcasted mannerism. And you bring a rotten apple into the bus, and you sit it there long enough, and it's understanding that the rotten apple is not going to change, then you'll cause the other apples to become rotten.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You understand? You do the best that you possibly can. If you see that the rotten apple is not going to change, then you kick the rotten apple out there for the sake of the rest.
Yes, sir.
That's putting security on top of security on top of security.
Yes, sir.
Because it can be sitting there conceiving, well, the only reason they want us here in the first place is trying to get our money.
Yes, sir.
There's many different kind of foolish thoughts that are up in the head.
Yes, sir.
And whatever foolish thoughts that they have up in their head, Allah God, the prison master, what is the Mama, the message of the Son of the Mama, make those thoughts be known of that. I tell your sister, Ansel Muhammad Sukar Chantel is a beautiful sister.
Yes, sir.
I mean, she is striving hard.
Yes, sir.
With deeds and actions.
Yes, sir.
She don't sit around and say, I'm doing. I have never heard from any of them that they're doing the best that they possibly can.
Yes, sir.
The only one that I've been hearing that doing the best that I possibly can is coming from Sister Ansel Muhammad Sukar Erica.
Yes, sir.
Or Brother Ansel Muhammad Sukar Jabari.
Yes, sir.
We hear that quite a bit from him.
Yes, sir.
But you don't hear that coming from Sister Ansel Muhammad Sukar Kiki and them.
Yes, sir.
They, when they get down there, they get involved into something.
Oh, yes, sir.
They get into it and get to working into that something because they want knowledge of that something.
That's right, yes, sir.
They don't lay around and wait for a dream to come to them.
Yes, sir.
And around dreaming about Islam ain't going to bring nothing.
That's right.
See, when I was just laying there resting thinking about this here, well, that ain't going to bring nothing.
Yes, sir.
Deeds and actions speak louder than lip service.
Yes, sir.
For all praise, when you've been tried, it's when you've been denied and you still stand fast and you strive.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
You're going to submit to Islam because Islam makes everything go your way. Well, what if it doesn't go your particular way that you think because you don't know who you are right here?
That's right, sir.
Well, you can see the good benefit of the teachings of Islam by Allah God and the prison of the Master of the Muhammad, by seeing the children and the things that it gets. What can we see that it would get us to try to think like Sister Ansel Muhammad, so-called Erica?
Yes, sir.
It would get us a bunch of children like hers.
Yes, sir.
Like her so-called children. It would get us into the personality, and we know that that's not the personality and character that we want for righteous people.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You know? We know the state that we're in right now is not completely to the state of the righteousness that we would want our people and ourselves to be in right yet, but we know that we are on the road, and we know that Allah God and the prisoner, Master Brother Steve, Allah Muhammad, the Master of the Most Honorable, knows he's taking us in the right direction, so we apply it.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
We don't have time to be sitting around talking about, well, I'm doing the best that I can. We passed through that thing. We're not going in reverse. We're going forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So this is a pretty good tape, though, that Allah got in the prison of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, his messenger, the Son of Allah, Muhammad, gave to it. And he wanted to be made known just because he wanted to be made known to the other sister, Ansel Muhammad, that is there, that I'm not hanging on to nobody just because I want their money or anything.
Yes, sir.
I won't bite my tongue about telling you to hit the road, Jack.
Yes, sir.
I was running the minute, I would be trying to
Yes, sir. Just... Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Something was going on downstairs. And I did not hear what you said, sir.
What's going on downstairs?
I'm not sure.
Just something with Auntie so-called Erica's so-called children, so-called Michelle just was coming up here telling me about what Auntie so-called Cynthia got the children.
Huh?
Auntie so-called Cynthia and Auntie so-called Monique handled it.
What was it?
Something about the children playing in the kitchen, and they were at, and Auntie so-called Erica sitting talking on the telephone rather than paying attention to what the children are doing.
Yeah, well, just the way that she don't pay attention to that, or I got in the prison, the master of all the people, I'm the master of the most of the blind mama, don't pay no attention to her.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're so involved and engrossed into something that you think is more important than anything, but then just hit the road. And when you play this tape for everybody down there to hear.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't play it just for that Erica Kane type of personality and character to hear.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A true person is supposed to be, if they're so upset, a true person don't get so upset that they don't pay the attention to the obedience of their children.
Yes, sir.
You understand? They don't become so upset that they like the ability of the discipline of the nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
They still hold the discipline of the nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
So with all God, the prison of Master Wadisi Farah Muhammad, the best of the Muslim Muhammad, cause this thing to happen to bring out that inside of you that you don't notice inside of you that could cause you to miss the boat.
All right, yes, sir. Thank Allah, God, and the person of Master Wasi Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, coming through the remote control unit, the Master J-Man with that, too, sir, as I can reflect on myself. And,
yeah, well, Allah, God, and the person of Master Wasi Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and even in the Holy Quran says that he will bring out that what is hidden in your breasts.
Yes,
yes, sir.
He will bring out of that what, he will bring out of you that what you never even knew was inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Something that could cause you to miss the boat, so you should be thankful that he would come and bring this out of you so that you could do something that you didn't even think was inside of you.
Yes, sir.
So that you can be guaranteed to make it into the kingdom of heaven, and also so that the prophecy of the Holy Quran can be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Because you can be a certain way and don't even know that you're that certain way. A crazy person don't know he's crazy.
Yes, sir, that's true.
You understand what I'm saying? An alcoholic don't know that he's addicted to alcohol until someone snatches his coattail and bring it to the reality of that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this same thing applies to this thing. It's a thin line between sane and insane.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
When people are righteous or trying to be righteous, they have no reason to be sitting over there nitpicking on you about nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When they're nitpicking on you, it's about God and the prison of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, and Messenger of the Son of Ram, through the righteous way, and especially through the works of Master Jay, is picking on you to get that thing out of you that don't belong in you because it's not you.
Yes, sir.
So the degree that you are antagonizing and upset with that is, of the righteous people's works and doing that is the degree that you are antagonizing and upset with the righteous works of Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, and Messenger of the Son of Ram, Muhammad, so that you can justify that taking that black body, that thing inside of it, can justify taking the black body out there to get involved into some filth again.
Yes, sir.
And you say, oh, no, that's not the reason that I, oh, yes, that is, whether you know it or not.
Yes, sir.
Then the next thing you know, when you be looking at you don't have the white gown on, then the next thing you're sitting around. All praise the people of God. And when you find out that you're getting some kind of feedback from all the righteous people, that is a red light warning you. Check yourself.
Yes, sir.
You understand? You can fool the people sometimes, but you can't fool the people all the time. And the devil can't fool himself at all in the mentality of him, because the battle of Armageddon begins within.
Yes, sir.
Spirit abroad.
Yes, sir.
Battle between the thoughts that you should have and the thoughts that you shouldn't have.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, sir.
All praise the people to allow God and the prison of Master Mother Jesus Ram, I'm the special person, messenger of the most honorable Elijah Ram. And even if the person that you pull the love, if the person that you pull the love starts giving you feedback about yourself too, then that should really be a warning to you.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If all the righteous people and the person that you love, that you're supposed to be cleaning yourself up for, and your children and stuff, rebel against you, even if your children rebel against you, then there's something wrong with you too.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
If the children fail to respond to you with really loving, concerning care, then Sunday, woof, you have to check yourself immediately.
That's right, yes, sir.
I'm talking about the truth.
Yes, sir.
If a child loves you, the child's going to try to conform to the way of what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
But the child can feel the love coming from you.
Yes, sir.
Even to a person that's supposed to love you as your so-called man.
Yes, sir.
He can tell if you're loving him like he should.
Yes, sir.
Care for him like you should. And when he starts grabbing back at you and you start grabbing back at him, it's because you're not loving each other like you thought you loved in each other.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's yes, true. Sir. Yes, that's sir. True.
So we come to strive to be one with the Lord God and the prisoner. That's the one that keeps alive. I'm listening to those on the back. Then we know that we can get along in harmony with one another. Whether we believe in one another or not, that's not the point, because the Lord God and the prisoner. That's the one that keeps alive. I'm listening to those on the back. It's what's going to make us become for real.
Yes,
that our understanding of each other about being real or not.
Yes,
that'd be like trying to get into the love affair about do you love me or do I love you. And you go through that fight all your life and you never really sincerely believe if each other love each other or not.
Yes,
sir. I don't care how long you be together.
Yes,
sir. Still be trying to figure out, do this person really love me?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But these in action speaks louder than lip service, so therefore, a lot of God in the prison, that's about to keep around mama, this message of us on the middle of the moment, come to bring about a deed in action that proves over the period of time how much we do love each other.
Yes, sir.
And it'll be through their works that make us love each other.
That's right, yes, sir.
That's striving to be one with them.
Yes, sir.
That's one thing that they don't have no problem with over in the Holy Land or anywhere of the righteous people about who loves them and who don't love them.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and you see how their children love them.
Yes, sir.
By their work of the belief of trying to be one with Allah. In the person of Master Wallace Tifa Muhammad, there's Master of Allah, but I remember whether they didn't know that it is Master Wallace Tifa Muhammad or not.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Jehovah Yahweh, whatever they wanted to be.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So if you don't come sitting around here, when we hear the truth of the Lord God and the prison master, what is he from? I'm going to mention the most. We put a smile on our face, and that part inside of us that don't want us to smile is that part that would cause us to miss the boat.
Yes, sir.
So we kick that out the door. And if you can't tell that you got that look on your face, you get a mirror. And if you don't want nobody to tell you that you got that little smirk on your face that doesn't go with the real smile, then you get a mirror so that you can look at it and be judgmental of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
But you're gonna, if you wanna see if you look or if you really striving in Islam, you go get another picture of Muslims that you know that's striving in Islam, a Muslim sister, take a picture of yourself and take a picture of them and put it together.
Yes, sir.
And see how you look compared to them.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Look into their eyes. And then look into the eyes of the picture that you have.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you utilize every means at your disposal to perfect yourself with the workings of Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Tifa Muhammad and the Messenger of Allah Muhammad for the good of the sum total of the whole.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Tifa Muhammad and the Messenger. So we have to look at why the behavior pattern of these particular things that is transpiring is taking place around us, because Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Tifa Muhammad and the Messenger of Allah Muhammad and the Messenger of Allah Muhammad is teaching us.
Yes, sir.
All these different things.
Yes, sir.
And it's what he's using the instrument to sharpen us up, to clean us up, so that we will know how to sharpen up and clean the other people's up from him, so that he will clean the other people's up through us.
Yes, sir.
We will become his remote control unit.
Yes, sir.
Each one of us, one body, one mind, and one soul. Each one of us that he cleans up, that he, Allah God, the prison master, one of these, Allah, the messenger, the Muslim, the Muhammad, cleans up to the status of the level that they're on.
Yes, sir.
And those will be the one that hears the shepherd's voice.
Yes, sir.
And see, the sheep should know the shepherd's voice, and those who do not happen to it don't belong to us.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I said out on the court, I'll call all bitches and hoes, those who are on that level that know that sheep's voice that are like that is going to hearken to it.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I sit on the court and call for all righteous people and talk righteousness and different things, they're going to automatically be attracted to it and come to it.
Yes, sir.
And those who don't come to it and can't apply it, it's not them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, due to powers in the water. When you're speaking at the end time, all they would draw is the dividing of the water and bring the ones to where they belong. Each one would go to the water fountain that they drink from.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be at one fountain one way or the other?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the prison of National Brothers, Deeper Allah, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you can tell a person by his deeds and actions. And if deeds and actions call one to come to the right road of right.
Yes, sir.
If you're sincere that you're looking for something and you're lost in the night.
Yes, sir.
That's something that you're looking for is of right, of righteousness.
That's right, yes, sir.
You can't travel down the road with the righteous and then talk about the righteous ain't being righteous.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't believe in their righteousness, or you don't believe in them, or that person.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
I was just sitting there. I got in the prison about, you know, the most honorable I'm going to stop sometime when he'd be talking like that.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
but I really believe, let me understand this here, that I got in the prison about, Okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell of life. Not the protoplasma theory, but the protoplasma mathematical facts.
Yes.